Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus goes into these deep theological lessons that will take up entire chapters of the Bible. And what we hear in today's Gospel is just a small part of Jesus' greater teaching of how he's trying to explain to the people his relationship with the Father and Jesus' relationship with us. And the analogy that Jesus gives is one of friendship, that he treats us as friends, not as slaves. It's a very, very unique and intimate relationship that Jesus wants to have with us. And that's why he calls us friends. This teaching kind of culminates in Jesus saying that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. Very common saying. The willingness to lay down one's life shows how much someone believes in something. It shows their passion for something, their commitment to something, if they're willing to lay down their life for it. I think the reason that Jesus tells us this, he doesn't say there's no greater love than to lay down your life for God. He says for a friend. And I think his reason for doing this is to show that this teaching pervades the history of time, that what he said back then is still applicable now. And the way that we show love of God right now, one of the main ways, is in our love of neighbor, is in our love for friend. The way that we love our neighbor reflects our love for God. In my office at the high school, I have an icon, a picture of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. He's one of my favorite saints. And in the icon, he is holding this little plaque, and it says the same thing on there. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with the story of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. He was a prisoner in Auschwitz. And one day, when one of the other prisoners escaped, the Nazis wanted to make an example out of them. They wanted to make sure that no one else would escape. And they were going to execute 10 people in the place of this one escaped prisoner. And out of the 10 that were chosen was a father of a family. And he became very hysterical in the thought that he could die and not see his family again. So Maximilian Kolbe took his place. And when he took his place, the guard went up to him and said, "Who are you? Why are you doing this?" He didn't say, "My name is Maximilian Kolbe." He said, "I'm a Catholic priest." And he sacrificed himself on behalf of the other guy. I had the opportunity to go to Auschwitz twice and to see this little prison cell where he died. There's a small candle burning there in remembrance of Maximilian Kolbe. He was put into this little chamber, and he was forced to starve to death, but he wouldn't die. He was singing and dancing in there for weeks, and he was encouraging all the other prisoners down there. And they got to a point where they actually had to poison him because he was being too persuasive. I think the life of Saint Maximilian Kolbe can tell us how this is applicable to our own lives. What does it mean to lay down our life for a friend? There was two points in Maximilian's life that I'd like to highlight. The first is that we need a broader understanding of what a friend means. That in all the books that I've read on Maximilian Kolbe, I couldn't find that he actually knew this guy, that he was actually friends with him. Maybe they would have worked in the camp together, I don't know. But it wasn't particularly his best friend that he laid down his life for. That we need a broader understanding of what it means of who our friends are. That our friend just isn't the person that we get coffee with or we hang out with in the evening. But what Maximilian Kolbe saw was that this guy was his brother in Christ. He had a much broader understanding of who his friend was. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about. The second point is that Saint Maximilian Kolbe would have never been able to lay down his life in this incredible way if he didn't have a life of sacrifice beforehand. If he didn't live a life of sacrifice beforehand, he never would have been able to lay down his life. It was in the small ways that he denied himself, that he looked out for his friends, that was able to culminate in his death. I think there's a lot of ways in which this can be practiced. And in looking at Maximilian's life, most people are familiar with how he died, but not a lot of people know how he lived. He was a Franciscan, He was a guy who practiced great denial. Not only was he a Franciscan, but he started his own order called the Immaculata, a branch of the Franciscans. He was Polish. And one of his biggest works of ministry was that he put out a printing press, and he'd put out these newspapers and articles, and he would educate the people. He saw everyone as his friend. He saw everyone as his brother and sister in Christ, and he took care of educating people. And that's part of the reason why he got put into Auschwitz in the first place, because he was so influential and so outspoken. So what does this mean in our own lives? How can this be applied to us? I think the first point is pretty simple. It's pretty easy to see how we can have a broader understanding of who our friend is. But the second point, we may not be called to lay down our lives in such a dramatic way as St. Maximilian Kolbe, but we can still practice those small ways of self-sacrifice. We can still practice those small ways of self-sacrifice that teach us that if the moment comes, it may not be in giving our life, but a way in which we really need to give of ourselves for our friend, that we would be able to make that decision, and we would be able to do it. It can just be the minor things. Smiling when you walk past someone, saying hi to them, greeting them with their name, looking at someone in their eyes. A couple years ago, I was in a larger city, and I was walking into a church, and I passed by this guy who I presumed to be homeless, and we kind of looked at each other. I greeted him, asked him how he was doing, and we just kind of went on our ways. And he turned around, and he looked at me, and he said, "You're not from here, are you?" I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm just passing through." He's like, "Because people don't do that here. People don't say, 'How are you doing?' People don't look at you in the eyes." I was really touched. I didn't know if I should feel proud of myself or ashamed for everyone else. It was a very touching moment. And I think that's something that we as North Dakotans do very well, that we're able to look at each other in the eyes, we're able to greet them, ask them how their day is going, not in a superficial way, but in a way in which you should get a real answer. Another way, and I think this is one of the greatest ways that we can practice laying down our lives, that you do some sort of act of generosity for someone else and don't expect a repayment. That you do something nice for someone else just for the sake that it was the right thing to do, and you don't expect repayment for it. And through all of this, through a broader understanding of who our friend is, of who our neighbor is, in practicing these small ways of sacrificing ourselves, that one day we will understand what that greatest love is, that we will understand what it means to lay down our life for our friend, and we may share the same glory that St. Maximilian Kolbe now has.